Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Houston.
A high def, live, in front, touchdown Horns. Hey, hook them, baby.
You love Joe Burrow as much as he does. Oh, I think Joe Burrow's a really good player. I'm not going to get my wrist warmed up for him. Oh, so I can make things comfortable.
You're a bad person, okay? Warming up your wrist.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
I'm not going to get my wrist warmed up for him. I'm not going to get my wrist warmed up for him.
It's John and Lance.
I'm not going to get...
It's not me.
Not
that's
gonna
enough.
Get, not gonna
you
get
know how
no,
this Frank goes too far.
Frank, you go too far.
Frank had it just right, and he just...
Yeah, then he went too far.
Because Frank will...
He does the stutter thing.
He will text me afterwards and go, hey, do you remember when Lance said this? And I'm like, well, I don't know. I did 3 hours. I don't exactly remember. Maybe the first hour. So he runs to the podcast and finds exactly what you said so he can create...
Yeah,
his masterpiece.
But it's too
again.
Much. Okay, once is enough. That's enough.
Well, it's the open.
That's enough. Yeah.
It opens every hour.
Yeah, that's okay. You can stop there. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get this.
Hey, you know who I... So the Texans lost
here.
Last night. The Texans lost yesterday. It was a game they were trailing 7-6 at half, but then they just couldn't do anything in the second half offensively. And it was a combination of the offensive line wasn't protecting. Maybe the wide... I can't say the wide receivers weren't getting open, because they did get open some. C.J. Stroud did have some completions for some yards. But, man, when they pressured C.J. Stroud, he really struggled to know where he wanted to go with the football and get rid of the football. Took some sacks he probably shouldn't have taken. I think from a throwing standpoint in the first half, he was rushed. He missed some throws he usually makes. Second half, ironically, well, into the first half, and at points in the second half, he actually threw, you know, I thought the passing got a little bit better. I like seeing Tank Dell. Tank did alligator arm one, headed into the middle of field as they're down like 15 or whatever, and they throw him into the safety, basically, and he's like, nah, not really. I don't have a lot of
I'm not interested in this.
I don't have interest in
I'm not really interested
for
in
who,
this.
For what?
Yeah. Do you think they will go away from having him turn his back to the defense, because that didn't seem to go well?
Yeah,
early.
So that's so I did want to get I'm glad you mentioned that, because I wanted to get to this. So what Dell's talking about is playing under center, and then so the Ravens, here's the problem: the Ravens know that they're playing a play action outside zone team, and this is what teams used to do to Gary Kubiak. They will decide whether or not they're going to crash down with their defensive end, but because the idea is that they want to make CJ Stroud uncomfortable, they basically said, we are going to take the defensive end, and every time you see that play action, when they're under center, you beeline right to the quarterback. And if he keeps the ball for a bootleg, smack him. And so they couldn't get that off. And so they started going to more shotgun stuff. So they ran. I think it's important that they run both. I don't think you want to get completely away from under center, because the mesh point changes, the timing changes. I've talked to run blocking people about this. It's better for the running game when you're under center as opposed to the shotgun run. It's just way better for the outside zone teams. But for C.J. Stroud, he's still having to learn that. And that was really just a case where the Ravens decided they were going to take that away. And maybe it is hard for Andell. Maybe you're right. Maybe it is hard for him to turn his back to, he's so used to everything being right in his face. It's a shotgun at every – he's watching everything unfold. When you play from under center and you're faking a handoff on play action, you have to have a great feel for what the offense is going to look like. And he hasn't done it, so he doesn't know what it's – he doesn't know what the defense is. He doesn't know what to expect because he's never experienced it.
He doesn't have the offensive line. He doesn't have the receivers he had. He doesn't have the time that he had.
Yeah.
He doesn't have anything that he had.
I know.
It's the first game, and it's going to speed up for him.
Mason, who killed Jabari Smith – Mason is just killing C.J. Stroud. He stinks. He's terrible. I said, Mason. I said, this is the first time
that he's ever. Why do you listen to Mason's takes?
Well, I don't. His takes are the worst. But, Mason, I hope you're listening to hear this. Your takes are the hottest takes. And I don't even – you are cooking, but you're burning a whole kitchen.
By the way, people, Mason isn't some dude who works with at NFL Network or NFL.com.
No,
it's
his son. It's my son, just so you're aware. He beat Bob Cousy and all this stuff.
Well, Bob Cousy has a trash dribble packet, so maybe.
Yeah, Mason does have what is considered a great dribble package by his younger brother,
mm-hmm.
but who also wears a hoodie out when it's 105 degrees out and warm-ups. But that is what kids do. But no, it was, you know, this is the first time that C.J. Stroud has been outgunned at, like, every position on the field. He always had the advantage at Ohio State. And I told Mason, that, and I'll tell Texans fans this, C.J. Stroud is learning what it means to be, this is, do you remember, I'll go too far back, but you know when Dan Aykroyd and when they had the Trading Places
yeah.
for him, and when he went from being really rich to really poor, Dan Aykroyd really struggled with that.
He did.
He really struggled with that. When you go
it's
from
a whole
having
new world for him.
When you go from having everything to yeah. not as good.
You think that he's Dan Aykroyd in Trading Places right now?
Yes.
Okay, is he going to?
I'm trying to think of something newer, but I don't know. I don't know what would be newer. Maybe it's like,
is
okay,
he gonna, is it going to result in criminality?
No, it's like Verlander going from.
He's put an entire fish inside of his Santa Claus outfit.
I know, but I'm too worried a lot of people won't even know this movie. So let me go to Verlander. Verlander goes from the Astros to the Mets.
Yeah.
How do you think that went? And then Verlander struggled. How do you think that went for Verlander? It's like, What is this?
This isn't a baseball
that's
team.
That's how C.J. Stroud feels.
Yeah.
Now, he can't go. The unfortunate thing for him is he cannot, he can't go back to Ohio State. Verlander could come back to the Astros.
Yes, that's different.
That he is can't different. Go unless it's
well,
Texans.
Well, today's rules, I don't know.
What about the Texans if they end up bad and they give up their
if
first
JT
pick?
If JT Daniels could play for seven teams like he has, why can't CJ
but what
go
do you
back?
Think about the Texans with that first pick? If they're not very good, they're going to be able to draft Marvin Harrison, right, John?
Well, no, because they don't have their first pick.
Wait, what?
They got the Browns, who looked really good.
Well, defensively at least.
Yeah, but the Browns are not going to be a layup this year.
No, the Browns.
The Browns are going to win, I would say, at least eight.
Why didn't you trade away the Browns pick instead of your own dummies?
Didn't even cross their mind, John.
It didn't?
They would have taken that. Well, you could have got Arizona to cave.
That's even dumber.
You could have gotten Arizona to cave.
You could have. And you got a first pick from the Browns. Yes, I'll take that. Yes.
Yeah, it's a first rounder. Give it up.
Give it
Why
up.
Why are you giving up your own?
Let's get Gotti in here from Beaumont. John Gotti?
Just Gotti. That's
Just
all you need
Gotti.
To know.
What up, Gotti?
Hey, I was just going to say, for Stroud, I think we're going to be all right mid-season. I think he's going to be all right, especially if the line come back. But the main thing I want to say was Danny Dimes is trash. The boy is hot, sewage paper. I don't understand how he signed for $160 million. The boy's trash. That's all I had to say.
That's what happens. When you
Cowboys
get
made him look that way.
When you get a quarterback who plays just good enough,
well,
and then you don't want to lose him in today's NFL, you end up giving a guy who does – You know, there's a lot of guys getting money like this that don't deserve it. There's a lot at
the
quarterback position.
Here's
the
autopsy, according to The Athletic, from the Giants-Cowboys game. No team has ever lost 40-0 or worse, lost a sack battle 7-0 or worse, lost a turnover battle 3-0 or worse, had a blocked field goal return for a TD, or threw a pick six in the same season. The Giants did it all in one game.
That's pretty good. That's interesting.
That is interesting.
That's interesting.
It was 40-0. So you knew bad things have had to happen. Yeah. It was 40-0.
All
but they did
lows.
A lot of bad things, setting records about how bad they were.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to the Giants.
Well, they did do something historic.
Yeah. It was an historic outing for the club. Way
yes.
to go. Well done. Well played, sir.
I liked Damian Pierce from Texas yesterday. Ran as hard as he usually runs.
He had, what, 37 yards?
Yeah, but, I mean, he's running hard. He needs space. I actually thought Josh Jones played decent at guard. I thought Patterson played decent center. I like that Laremy Tunsil's trying to get his title back as most false starts in a season.
He was targeted again.
Yeah, he was. It was.
Yeah, people are taking advantage. Of course. Well.
You see what Kansas City's doing?
After what we saw in Kansas City, maybe
it's not fair.
It's not fair.
Jawan Taylor got away with it until like the final quarter.
Now he did flinch, so it's not like he got called for flinching a little bit. But Will Anderson played really well at the point of attack. Was physical.
Got his first
set
sack.
A good edge. I thought he rushed pretty well. Will Anderson's going to be a good pick. That's going to be. Didn't really notice Malik Collins a lot. I thought Roy Lopez played terribly. Because he's not on the team.
No. What did you say about Will Anderson?
I thought Will Anderson played pretty well.
He's all right. Yeah. I mean,
he set an edge in a run game, which I was happy with. He's physical.
He's all right.
His pass rush was okay.
Got a sack, too.
He did have a sack. I know John's just trying to act like Will Anderson didn't
do
that.
No, you gave up a first rounder for Will. Most of the game, he was.
You gave up an extra first rounder for Will Anderson so that you could get those performances.
He was great. No, he's great.
He's on pace for 17 sacks this year.
Yeah, I guess that'll be okay. Rookie of the year.
Okay. Will that be okay? 17
Defensive
sacks?
Rookie of the
okay.
year.
I guess that'll be okay. Yeah, it's okay. Right now, all right, when we come back.
By the way, did you see Stingley? Quiet on the Stingley front. I didn't see Stingley.
Except the interference.
Yeah, that was it, though.
That was it.
I don't know if he allowed a catch.
No.
Man to man. That's good.
That was really good. When we come back. There's an interesting story with Mel Tucker that we need to talk about on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm going to tell you this about HRMP. They're fast pay. HRMP's fast pay. Chris Fisher came in this morning and threw 100 at me.
Is that how they do payroll?
It didn't have anything at a time? It didn't have anything to do with payroll. Okay. But you know that they're fast pay. Listen, every time we have payroll, their payroll's on time. Their payroll is always accurate. The technology is second to none. They're really, really good. It's amazing how they can help businesses. We were just talking to Chris about a business here that we're associated with that he goes, I can help them. It's unbelievable. I'm telling you, if you have a business, it really, really, really is. It'll be eye-opening for you how much money that they can save you annually by doing the payroll and taking care of all of your other stuff, your vacation, they take care of that for us. They take care of our HR. They do all of that. And they supply the different options for all of your benefits packages. But it's not, you get to choose as opposed to the other admin companies where you don't get a choice on that stuff. That's where they make their money. So if you're looking for the best way to the bottom line, it's going to help you when you go to HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now with more nougat.
You know, cooking.
Pork chop sandwiches.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
Hey, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Outkick tweeted out that Mel Turner apparently had
Mel Tucker,
the Michigan
I
State
saw
head
this,
coach.
And this is where I'm like, where's the information coming from?
What was it? 27 phone calls that averaged 30 minutes each.
Uh-huh.
And she's claiming that, that's a lot of phone calls.
Okay. People don't know the story yet.
I would think a lot of people know the story. Mel Tucker has been relieved of his duties as of right now, pending investigation. A female activist.
Mel Tucker's the head coach at Michigan State.
Michigan State head coach Mel Tucker has been relieved of his duties. There is a woman who has been raped. She was a victim, and she's a survivor of rape. And she comes and she talks to football teams. Apparently, she's been invited to Michigan State 3 times. But there are also multiple conversations between Mel Tucker and this woman. And she says that on one of them, Mel Tucker was pleasuring himself without her consent.
Earmuffs, kids.
Well, I mean,
they're 100%
head of school. I didn't say anything like he was spanking Hank or something.
Hey,
like that.
Whoa.
See? John was like, I would never say that when I was doing that to you.
Yeah, no,
you
no, no, no. I wouldn't say what you were saying.
Well,
no.
Spanking but, what you but, said is no, no, tough.
No.
Whoa.
No. So, that it is, if they had spoken that often. Now, I'm not sure that, because a lot of people had in the past said, you gave Mel Tucker $95 million? Really?
That's a stupid contract. Well, after one year.
I'm not sure that this isn't a buyer's remorse kind of situation.
Well, I'm sure it is to an extent. But, Del, how comfortable right now are you? Like, what I just want to gauge your, knowing that John's going to progress with this story. Whoa. You sense the... Because the OutKick stuff, look, I think there's some discussion points. I've seen people just he's the grossest this and that. I always want to gather information. The fact finding needs to come out. Usually, anything that is alleged is terrible. We can all acknowledge whatever is alleged at any point is going to be terrible when stuff comes out. I do think that before the rush to judgment happens, you can acknowledge it. If that happened, it's terrible. But we need to let things play out from a fact-finding standpoint is all I'm saying. But I'm not trying to victim blame. I'm not trying to say Mel Tucker's a perv. I'm interested to see what comes out of this. I think Mel's done over there.
I think he is too.
He's been suspended, but go ahead.
So this is the accusation is that he was pleasuring himself during a conversation and she did not consent to it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how the conversation went or whatnot, but when a man and a woman have this many conversations of 30 minutes or average,
how many did they have?
30. I believe, and I can't find the story.
Because she goes and speaks at multiple schools.
Yes. But they apparently they had some kind of a relationship.
Obviously, if they had that many calls.
If that many calls, right.
Now, where does Clay or OutKick getting this information, I wonder?
I don't know. Maybe the Freedom of Information Act was requested by ESPN and not granted. So I don't know
OutKick is reporting they've had multiple 30-plus minute conversations?
Average of 30 minutes.
Okay.
Over multiple conversations.
Are we supposed to assume that it couldn't possibly just be about her, I don't know if you want to call it a job or her cause? Are we supposed to assume just because a man and a woman have long conversations, it has to be more than simply Brenda Tracy talking about the plan at Michigan State?
Yeah, I don't know what we're to assume, but that's a lot of conversations for three appearances at Michigan State.
I don't know how intensive what she does is as far, but she's obviously been there multiple times, so it wasn't just a one-time thing. Who knows? Maybe they became friends. I don't know. But, yeah, we're not going to know. Mel Tucker, what we do know is Mel Tucker has admitted to the act. He has just simply said it was a consensual thing between him and Brenda Tracy. A relationship was formed. She is contending that, no, I did not consent to you doing that, and this is where we are.
Mm-hmm. Well, now that became – apparently the report says that the investigation into Mel Tucker has been ongoing for several months now.
Well, she reported it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but now that it became public, they immediately –
Yeah, he admitted it in March, I believe. In his response to the accusations, he said they had their investigation back in March.
Why did he coach? If this has been going on and now it's just because the news broke?
Well, Michigan State –
this has been going on. You've done a – if you knew this was a possibility – because the news breaks.
I don't know if you know, but Michigan State hasn't been great in this area.
Right.
Their leadership
hasn't been great overall
in these type of situations.
Michigan State struggles with this. But after having the Larry Nassar thing, you would think Michigan State would be very like, hey, let's just have him not coach while we do all the fact-finding
stuff. You would think.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing new that's happened other than information broke. And now he's like, oh, we need to suspend him. But you guys, that was the craziest thing to me to read that, oh, wait, this has been ongoing for that long.
Yeah, I guess.
Is new that you would suspend him now?
Yeah, I guess I would point out that Brenda Tracy didn't make this a public thing. This was handled, I guess, quote unquote, behind closed doors.
Yeah.
And it became public as of last week, and now we're having this back and forth between Michigan State and and Mel Tucker. I think Brett McMurphy announced or at least tweeted out that he was fired, and then the subsequent reports were suspended. But Brett McMurphy still stands on, this is just for show. They have to go through this process, but he is never coaching another game at Michigan State.
Yeah, right. Now, it'll be interesting to see how much of that 95 he gets.
After Larry Nassar
stuff?
Because
there's moral turpitude.
Oh, he'll get nothing.
Yeah, but we'll find out.
Yeah.
If there is this really a moral turpitude act, or are they just trying to get rid of Mel Tucker?
Well, if it was consensual,
yeah,
he can go to
she
civil.
She says it wasn't, though, right?
Right, he can go to civil litigation. He certainly can challenge the validity of the firing through Michigan State. I know she says it wasn't. He said it was. You got a he said, she said. You got their phone call. So all that stuff will have to be dug out, all the text messages. If this goes any further, things that Mel Tucker said to her, things that she said to him, that's all going to show up.
Well,
court records. So it'll
be
interesting.
On a Michigan State phone, on Michigan State property, because even if it was consensual, if he's doing what he admitted to doing on their time, they could probably still fire him for that.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I think the question becomes, what Michigan State probably does is gives him some type of very quiet buyout, and they're done. And this is done. And the question then becomes, is Mel Tucker going to...
he'll go to the Saban School of Rehabilitation. He's got a relationship with Saban already.
Actually,
coach with him.
Actually, you're probably right.
Yep.
You're probably right. But
that's where
messy
everybody
situation
goes.
For Michigan State, for it to happen now. And obviously, if he did these things, that's really going to... be a problem. It's already a problem. It's already being handled, and we'll see what happens from there. So yeah, that came out over the weekend too. That was kind of a shocker.
Yeah. No. And the details, like what you doing there? Oh, I mean, but that they had that many calls and averaged 30 minutes that's a little bit eye-opening. Before you make any rush to judgment, that's a little bit eye-opening that a man and a woman would have that many conversations for that long.
Oh, John, men and women can be friends, John.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Doesn't mean it was anything more. Mel Tucker's a married man.
I love my job at NFL Network.
He admitted to doing that.
No, what I mean is, Brenda Tracy, we don't know that she's in quote-unquote home wrecker, per se. She may have seen a married man and thought he was just a friend.
She was a ways away, so I'm not sure that she's wrecking home.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't it was nothing more than friendly on her part, and then Mel took it to a place that he shouldn't have, clearly.
Literally nothing good can come out of this segment.
That's what I'm trying to say. Hey,
hey, y'all want to turn the mics off and then have a real discussion?
No.
Because what could possibly good could happen from this segment where we don't have all the facts and we're discussing? Because this is like barbershop talk, which I'll be more than happy to engage in.
I mean,
off the microphone.
This isn't barbershop talk. We're just going through scenarios.
And yeah. This is a story.
And a scenario could be that she thought they were just friends. And hey, Lance, have you ever found a situation where a man thought there was more going on than a woman thought?
A man thought there was more going on than a woman.
A romantic thing where the woman thought, no, we're just friends.
That's happened.
Yeah,
plenty.
So maybe Mel thought something else, and she was like, "What are you?
Are you doing?
What are you doing? Stop it!
Stop whatever that is you're doing."
Yeah, that's actually happened.
It's loud in here. It's loud in my ear.
Remember what happened with
Can
Miggs.
You stop doing that
with Miggs and Clarice.
Well,
that was a little different. Hopefully, and you were the one worried about keeping your job. Wow. I'm just gonna hum until someone says anything.
No,
stop,
John, leave it alone. Mine was just a subtle little thing, and you fired away. No, it was.
Can I stop humming?
All right, we're done.
Okay, all right,
that's
done humming. Over.
Men do over. Evaluate the situation sometimes. Sometimes it goes the other way, though.
Yeah.
I thought we were dating. No, we were never dating.
Yeah, that happens too.
That happens too, Del. Yeah. So why don't you just.
Apparently, he thought they were dating.
Isn't
he married?
Is that date? Yes, he is. That's another thing.
Still date?
Well.
Yep. 8:30 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to talk about my peeps over at Artisan Grange, 975dip.com, 975dip.com. I love what they're doing over there. They're saving lives. It's what they do at 975dip.com. It's hemp in a pouch made of hemp. No tobacco, okay? No tobacco. No nicotine. And this is something that you got to get out of. If you've been dipping, especially if you've been dipping for years, put it in the same place over and over and over again. You know the sore that you're building up there. You know the danger that you're building up there. It's bad. Stop doing that. No one likes that. No, she, I'm telling you, she does not like that. She does not want any part of you spitting and chawing and having that dip in there, and it's all over the place, and it's falling, and it's dirty, and it stinks. All of those things. No nicotine, no tobacco, made in the USA, hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD oil. CBD American Shaman says, we love this product so much, we're going to put it in select stores here in the Houston area. So you can find it there as well. But it's easy to get either way. Either when you're at a CBD American Shaman, you can stop and say, hey, you guys got that dip in a pouch, in a hemp pouch made of hemp? Or you can go to 975dip.com and order it online. 975dip.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dude,
I'd be most worried about seeing my seminal vesicles.
Oh, like the Florida State seminal vesicles?
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios and your daily distraction from the horrific reality of your very existence. Man, I didn't know it was that bad. But hey, it's John and Lance.
Watching Patrick Queen fly across the middle, break up a pass. Their linebackers, Roquan played really well yesterday.
Yeah, Texans.
Patrick Queen had a sack. They're pretty good. Pretty good. The Ravens are going to be a good team. Now, losing, how about J.K. Dobbins done for the season?
So J.K. Dobbins had a knee injury in the preseason, did not play in 2021, so zero games played. Last year, he had another knee injury, but he played in 8 games. So, and this year, he tears his Achilles late in the first half. So he will have, over a 3-year period, he will have played in 8.5 games. He's out for the year.
Out for the year. And his rookie contract's up.
Yeah, well, he's gone. You got to walk.
Yeah.
8.5 games
unless
in a 3-year span.
$3 million or something a year. $3 to $4 million. You can't pay him as a premier back.
I'm not even keeping him on my roster. You have to reshuffle everything because he's hurt all the time.
Yeah.
He's taking up a roster spot. You just don't believe in him. You can go get a cheap Damian Pierce is a 4th rounder. Go try to find another Damian Pierce type in a 4th, 5th round.
They didn't have Mark Andrews either, which was I tell you, Zay looks really good.
Yeah,
Zay looks good.
Zay Flowers is good.
But finally Odell got into the game on a long pass late in the game. But Zay was his favorite target. There's no question. Now when Mark Andrews comes back, he's going to be a big target. The other tight end that just dropped a ball right there, Kolar.
Yeah, Charlie Kolar.
Yeah, he's not. Is that the Iowa? Is he Iowa? Yeah,
Iowa State.
Yeah.
Looking at that team who thinks they're a contender for a Super Bowl. A lot of institutional knowledge. They've been around a long time being really good. You look at that roster they've put together. How long would you say, if everything goes right for the Texans over the next couple of years, how long before they have a roster like that?
Like the Ravens?
Like a super, I don't know if it's built the same way, but a contending roster.
I don't think it actually would take that long. The Ravens, to me, are not a serious Super Bowl contender.
Why?
I don't.
Because of what reasons?
They are not serious people.
They're not
serious.
What reasons?
They're not serious people.
I think John Harbaugh.
I don't see it. I don't think the rush is as good as people think. And look, I loved Adafi Owe.
Yeah, you picked up Clowney.
You've got Owe. You've got David Ajabo, who they've been disappointed with. Marlon Humphrey's hurt right now. I don't see. That's one game, so we'll have to see what Lamar does with Monken. But I don't. Like, Lamar Jackson, to me, is just not a good enough passer in what the AFC is now. It's just, look at, did you watch him?
First I know game you under Monken, we'll see.
No, he is, but he's never been that kind of a
no,
passer.
No, he's not. No,
he had a really good 19, but that was 3 years ago. And I'm just telling you, look at what's in the AFC East. Burrow, who we know, look, that right calf, he should have never come back.
AFC I told North?
Him, well, look at the AFC.
Okay.
You got Josh Allen, you got Tua, You've got Herbert. They were in a shootout yesterday. You got Aaron Rodgers
did
now.
Did what they do, lose it at the end.
Burrow. You got Deshaun Watson, who we'll see what Deshaun's Aaron able Rodgers, to do. Trevor Lawrence.
Patrick Mahomes.
I don't think the Ravens' offense. We'll wait and see. Odell Beckham's just a guy. He's just a name more than a game now. I don't see it with the Ravens.
I don't really either, I just know they are looked at as one of those franchises who drafts well. Yeah.
They're going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, they have a good roster.
They'll be in the playoffs.
As long as Lamar stays healthy, they'll be in the playoffs.
Let's get some calls in here. They've been waiting. Dave in Northwest Houston. What's up, Dave?
Hey, John. Hey, Lance. Long time listener, first time caller.
Hey, welcome in.
Hey, man. Hey, Lance. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, Nick Caserio, man. Do you think that Nick Caserio is going to improve this Houston Texans roster as far as the injuries on the offensive line? And do you think that they're gonna try to get to trade for Mike Evans?
I don't think they will trade for Mike Evans. Nico Collins had a decent game yesterday.
I don't see it.
They're not going to mess with.
Are they just going to wait for T. Higgins? Because that news came out that he's not going to sign with the Bengals. He's likely going to
isn't getting his extension. The new thing is now when players don't get their. They don't get money early. It's not even about getting money. If it's not early enough.
Yeah.
Mike Evans said he's going to free agency. I honestly think that's the best thing for Tampa. I think Tampa should trade him because, now they did win yesterday in Minnesota, so it's not like you want to give up in that division.
No.
But
how about that surprising game? Holy crap.
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised.
A little bit?
That.
Wow.
Kirk Cousins threw for a ton of yards and got 17 points.
Goodness gracious.
Out of that. But
Tampa goes into Minnesota and wins?
Yeah, they're only a 4-point favorite. Damn. Minnesota. I was shocked. It's like 4 points.
And then lose the game.
And then he lost the game. But I think Tampa, I mean, why spend all that money on Mike Evans? Why not just move on from him, deal him, and get something at trade deadline? Yeah. I think that would be the smart move to trade him. Not to the Texans. I don't think I would do that. Although the Texans would have money. Theoretically, they'll have money because they got a quarterback on a rookie contract. But
Evans in his 30s?
Why would Evans want to? Yeah, if you're Mike Evans, you know, Kansas City is the team that makes sense.
A team that's contending, you make a trade for. Yeah, you don't give up picks for a guy who's in his 30s.
Yeah, T. Higgins is a David Mulligetta client. You took a David Mulligetta quarterback. T. Higgins will be like 25 in the offseason.
I could see that.
T. Higgins.
Yeah, I could see that.
And
absolutely.
Apparently,
I could see.
He and the Bengals never came close to a contract extension because, you know, they paid Burrow. They got to pay Chase.
What do you got to give up for him?
He's a free agent. You got to.
Oh.
You're going to just give him a lot of money.
4-year deal, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, it starts at $20 million a year.
Well, there was a lot of talk about them trading him this offseason.
Yeah, because they weren't going to get a deal done.
What if they want to trade? Nah, you don't do this. You
got to give Joe every opportunity.
You wait.
That cheap-ass team. Although that's what happens when you have a premier wide receiver who's going to get paid.
Just made the highest paid player in the league.
So guess who's going? Everybody else.
Well, they got to make a decision. Higgins or Chase? Who are you paying?
You pay Chase.
Yeah, so Higgins
can't be both.
Higgins got to go.
He can't be quarterback and two wide receivers.
Sam Ehlinger on a mobile is
with
us.
Hey, welcome.
What?
Welcome back, Sam.
Hey, Sam Ehlinger on a mobile.
We're back.
I knew it. Texas is back, folks. Texas is back. I can't believe Sam Ehlinger called in.
Just to say that.
Just to say we're back. Well, actually, I can believe it.
Our intern Stu's wearing his Texas stuff because he's proud. So
I saw some Texas stuff out there. My wife was, everyone's asking, how's it going in the Zuerlein household? She watched it in Kingwood. I watched it at my house. I did text her in the middle of the game and said, I love you.
I didn't get
anything back. Then I said, I think we're going to win. And I didn't get anything back. I mean, I was trying all my bait.
Nothing.
Because she thinks I'm a jinx, so she refuses to.
Let me ask you, do you guys agree with this? Georgia number one, Michigan two, Florida State three, Texas four.
Yeah.
USC five.
I actually do. Texas has the best win
They have the best win.
Uh-huh.
They've moved up. They've got two first-place votes. We want Orlovsky, I believe, was one of them.
Well, you can't trust him.
No. USC 5, Ohio State, Penn State.
Have a vote over me?
Washington.
You're so selfish.
Notre Dame. Alabama's 10. Alabama dropped all the way to 10th. I think that's okay, right?
It's fine, particularly with after 2 weeks.
Florida State's got a big win against LSU.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a good football team. So, and Texas has a big win against at Alabama.
Where's Texas A&M ranked?
They lost.
They were 23rd and they lost.
Why aren't they ranked anymore?
Watch this sack, John. You see this sack right here that they're going to show?
Miami ranked?
I think they're like 22, 23. But how is that why A&M's not ranked anymore?
Because of Miami.
So A&M flew down there, expected 25,000 people to greet him, and thought, you know, we're just going to troll in the Hard Rock and get a win. How'd that go for everybody?
It didn't go great.
No.
Defensively, they struggled.
I think it might have been a little disappointing. I didn't see as many Aggie fans. How many were there?
It's just Miami. We ain't going to go down there and worry about losing to them.
Wasting that time.
Well, that's a problem.
Yeah,
another problem was Houston at Rice, that whole side wasn't filled. Because it ain't that hard for Houston to get to Rice. It's 4.5 miles away.
You drive.
It ain't that hard.
You could take a bus.
I think that might have had something to do with how flat they were.
The whole fan base / team / coaching staff, I guess, treated the game the same way.
Yep.
And they got caught it.
Well, no. I mean, Dana said he realized it.
He saw it coming.
He just couldn't do anything about it. And that's a problem. He's got to do something about it. All right. Time for us to talk about hoop sporting goals. Time to talk about Pro Dunk. Pro Dunk is the best goal that you can possibly have, period. It doesn't get any better. If you're looking for the best way to get into this basket, it raises and lowers with a drill, as opposed to cranking it, okay, where you got to warm up your wrist. You don't have to here. All you got to do is use the drill, and it's awesome. You can raise and lower it down to 5 feet where the kids can actually enjoy it. My kid loved it. I'm telling you, JT was out there all the time. The kids in the neighborhood are at your house, which is great. You serve them cookies, and you know where they are. They're not sitting inside, okay? They're not playing video games. What they're doing is they're outside dunking, loving life. What you need, my friends, is the Pro Dunk goal. If your kids are in the house all the time, sitting around, no. And if they're too young, they're too little, they can't reach a 10-foot goal. So this is the best goal you could possibly have. The installation is second to none. The product is second to none. You're looking for the best goal. It's not even arguable. It's ProDunk.com. That's ProDunk.com. Tell Keith Tate you heard it right here.
John plus Lance equals a damn good start to your day. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, we're going to get your calls in here, Giovanni. Julian, I don't want to hear about the 49ers. No one cares.
I want to hear about Bang Bang Niner game.
No one cares.
Brock
okay.
Purdy?
Real quick, very fast, through. Djokovic.
Phenomenal.
Dominant.
Yeah, phenomenal. Dominant.
Best player ever.
And best. Yeah, he is currently the best player ever. Now Alcaraz is going to be the new wonder kid.
We watched Coco Gauff on Saturday night, and then the post game.
Great to have an American.
It was.
American
tennis player.
And they were firmly
behind her. Sabalenka should be fined for what she did. She's down 4-1 in the third set, and she takes about a 20-minute injury timeout where she just gets her leg rubbed for about. And it's like, we know what you're doing here.
Yeah, you're trying to bust up the momentum.
Yeah, you're busting up the momentum. That's poor sportsmanship. Sabalenka, okay, get out of and by the way, get out of the Ukraine, too. Luis Rubiales resigns. He broke to the pressure.
I'm
highly disappointed.
He was the one who had what he is calling a consensual kiss.
With Ginny Hermoso, the Spanish soccer player?
Who at one point said it was, and then later recanted.
Yeah, because of the pressure, because of the stop already, everybody. Stop, okay?
Why are
stop
you so behind this guy?
Because I gave her a little kiss. You won the championship.
It's one of those subconscious things like, if we lose these battles, we'll lose the bigger war.
What? Why do you want to be in this battle?
Which was greater? Dion? Or Jeff Sims' inabilities, which is greater? Jeff Sims' incompetence or Deion's competence?
So many Jeff turnovers. Made it really easy. Shador had a great second half. Really came on. Shador Sanders, who's got a very real chance at the Heisman, and by the way, has a very real chance of beating USC. That's going to be.
Think
a,
so?
Yeah, I do. I think it's going to be a really good game. I just don't know that. I think they're going to move the ball offensively. The problem is, what's going to happen to me is TCU moved the ball on you. It wasn't that hard for TCU to move the ball. Nebraska has a permanent handicap at quarterback if they're going with Jeff Sims, so they can't move the ball at all.
It's when they face Caleb Williams, I think it's actually going to be very. It's actually going to change here quickly.
Well, yeah,
you can't keep putting them up.
When Jeff Sims plays, it's a handicap.
Right. Yeah, it was apparently Colorado took it very personally. Shador and Deion didn't like what Matt Rhule had to say.
And what did he rehash? What he said?
He said I think it was a lot about how they were acquiring their talent.
72 portal kids, whatever.
So people are questioning, would they even care about Nebraska, considering they don't have any real history with Colorado? And Shador said, here's his comments after the game about why he
Make no mistake, Colorado will find anything and everything to get pissed off at you.
They keep receipts.
They're going to.
Extremely personal. We go out there, warm up. You got the head coach for the other team trying to stand in the middle of the buff. Like, it's okay if a couple players do it. It's fine, you know. Like, just enjoy the scenery. But when you got the whole team trying to disrespect it, then I'm not going for that at all. So I went in there and disrupted it. So they knew off rip, like, nah, the Buffaloes mean a lot to me. And personally, that's what I was saying pregame. And that's when I knew it was just extreme disrespect. And that's why it was the coach said a lot of things about my pops, about the program, but now that he want to act nice, I don't respect that, because you hating on another man, you shouldn't do that. So it was just all respect was gone for them in their program. Now, I like playing against their DC. I like playing against them, but the respect level, it ain't there because you disrespected us first.
If you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping.
You ain't popping. You just ain't popping. And you know who else has haters? Dylan Brooks. Dylan Brooks was named the defensive player of the FIBA World Cup. He had 39 points and beat the Americans for third place in the FIBA World Cup. Dylan Brooks had himself a big tournament, people.
I think the USA, if you're a fan of USA basketball, I know a lot of people root against them for whatever reason. You should be thanking Dylan Brooks, because now LeBron, Steph, Damian Lillard all want to play.
Yeah.
So that loop. Finishing in fourth because Austin Reeves is playing two guard for you has motivated the actual stars of the NBA to play. So maybe we should be, if you care about USA basketball, you should be thanking Dylan Brooks for what he did.
Well, let's face it. I mean, that's not a World
Cup
team.
Do you want to know what, can I read you what Matt Rhule said about Deion Sanders, how disrespectful he was?
Yeah.
Let me read it to you. He's won at everything he's done in football. He's won as a player. He's won as a coach. Everyone maybe thinks from the outside, you know, but not me. Everyone else thinks that, well, this is all for show and act. He's the most serious person about football. His poster was on people's walls for a reason as a player, because he's one of the hardest practicing, hardest playing people that has ever played the game. Why would we think that his team wouldn't be the same? Matt Rhule said that. Of course, that was actually
after the game.
That was after the
what
game.
What did he say in the summer?
Yeah, what did he say the summer? He was talking about the portal and stuff, I think.
I'm trying to find.
So that was, you know.
It probably wasn't a.
All right, and one more note before we get to these calls. Did you see how pissed off Brent Venables was that Art Briles was on the sideline?
Yeah, so I was reading that. Jeff Lebby, who is a very talented play caller. Jeff Lebby is, that's his son-in-law.
Jeff Lebby is Art Briles' son-in-law, correct?
Yeah. And so he was invited there. And Art Briles has become such a pariah. Like, I've never seen, somebody else made this point about how Joe Mixon punched a girl in the face and was able to keep going at Oklahoma.
It was Whitlock, I think.
Yeah, that's right. It was him. Yeah, somebody retweeted and I saw, which is to me the. There are some issues.
It wasn't under Venables, though, either, by the way.
And his sexual assault and predator. And then, you know, Deshaun Watson got a huge raise where he's accused of 23. But, you know, not criminally. Criminally. So you do have to make that point because it does matter. But there are some inconsistencies in how people deal with athletes versus coaches, I think.
So
with that said, Art Briles, people were upset that he was even on the sideline.
Art Briles had an Oklahoma jersey on. It's his son-in-law that's calling the play.
And with his grandson.
So this is what Brent Venable said. I was as disappointed as many of our fans when I learned of the post-game situation tonight. It shouldn't have happened, and it was my expectation it never would, based on boundaries we previously set. I've addressed it with the appropriate staff. The appropriate staff is Jeff Lebby. Here's what Jeff Lebby said in his press conference. That's my father-in-law. He's my father-in-law. That's the grandfather to my two kids. So he was down with our entire family after the game, well after the game.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Lebby on this one. I mean, it's a grandfather on the field. He's not on the sideline.
No, he's not associating with any of the players.
You don't have to like him. He's not working for the team. He's not doing anything with the players. He's just proud of.
But
he's got his grandson.
If Brett Venables said no beforehand, yeah. I don't want him anywhere near the program. Doesn't matter what your relationship
is. Yeah, that's the angle that I've heard is that they said we don't want any association with it. That's a tough one because that's your father-in-law and the grandkids and all this stuff. But if your head coach had told you that,
yeah,
you know, I believe in structure and hierarchy, and if that's the rule. Then you follow the rule.
Right.
I mean, it is what it is. Whether you like it or not, whether it's fair or not, whatever your argument may be, if the head coach says this is the deal, then that's the deal. That's how it works.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if it simply means Art Briles can't be on the field. He can sit in the stands or he doesn't show up at games anymore.
Right. I mean, well, he can.
Yeah, I guess he can buy his own ticket. He can't get a free ticket, though.
Well, Jeff Lebby can give him his ticket.
What if they put his face up at the when people were walking in, do not let this man in, and it's the father-in-law of the offensive coordinator?
Well, I mean, I could see where LeVar Ball, his face could be up at arenas.
It'll be a different scenario. He might just call.
But that's his dad.
Yeah.
713-780-3776. All right, Giovanni and Julian, we'll get you in on the other side. Yeah, Julian, we'll talk about your 49ers, whatevs. Time for me to talk about NFL College and a brand-new cash-out system that gives you options to bet and win all season long. Look, it's just awesome. If you've never been to MyBookie, you got to check out the site. It is fabulous. It is a great site. I really endorse this site because it's so easy to navigate. It is the best site if you're looking for the best way to bet, win, and get paid. It's fantastic, okay? They've also got, a welcome bonus, cash bonus that lets you deposit, withdraw quick, and it's a no-strings-attached cash bonus. Use promo code 975, bet 975, on a deposit of $50 or more, and you can receive up to $200 in cash instantly to your MyBookie account. Bet your deposit amount once, and you're ready to withdraw at any time. Again, that's promo code BET975 to claim your cash bonus deposit. It's a great way to do it. And, oh, by the way, you got early cash out as well on parlay bets, which nobody else is doing. So if you're looking for the best way, the innovative way to bet, win, and get paid, you can bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the best sports radio station in Houston.
I've got to prove that I'm the best, and I'm racing no matter what you tell me.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.